This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has launched an offensive to persuade members of Congress that his administration will keep them informed and seek their approval before taking any military action against Iraq. Congressional Democrats and Republicans, returning from a month-long summer recess this week, had accused the White House of failing to make a case for waging war to remove Saddam Hussein. The president responded by inviting congressional leaders and key committee members to the White House yesterday to discuss their concerns. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner reports.
With Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle seated to his left and Speaker Dennis Hastert at his right, President Bush declared he had made very clear to lawmakers that Iraq was, in his words, a serious threat. Doing nothing about that threat, he said, was not an option for the United States. And ignoring Congress in this matter is clearly no longer a political option for the president.
I also made it very clear that we look forward to a open dialogue with Congress and the American people about the threat, and that not only will we consult with the United States Congress, we being the administration, but that my administration will fully participate in any hearings that the Congress wishes to have on this subject.
The president also announced a push starting with a weekend meeting with British Prime Minister Tony Blair to rally international support for action against Iraq. And in a speech he's to deliver a week from today before the UN General Assembly, Mr. Bush promised to remind those attending that Iraq's leader has not fulfilled his obligations.
Saddam Hussein has sidestepped, crawfished, wheedled out of any agreement he had made not to harbor not to develop weapons of mass destruction, agreements he made to treat the people within his country with respect. And so I'm going to call upon the world to recognize that he is stiffing the world.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott said after the meeting that President Bush is, quote, not the kind of guy who speculates in the negative.
The president believes that the case can be made and that if action is necessary, that in the end we will have allies and others that will be with us. He also, as a president, is willing to make the right decision and take action if we have to on our own. Because, you know, this is not just about a threat now to Kuwait. This is a potential threat to the whole region and to the people of the United States.
But Democratic leader Daschle, while not openly challenging a wartime president, was far more skeptical. He said he'd heard nothing new at the White House about Iraq's weapons capabilities.
What new information exists? What threat can be quantified? What has changed in recent months or years? What will be the reaction of our allies? How much will it cost? If we change regimes, who will be in the new regime? And has that been thought through?
Daschle also warned that with control of both chambers of Congress at stake in elections 2 months from now, politics could infect U.S. policy toward Iraq.
I think that we do have to worry about the politicization of this issue. And I think that there are skeptics out there who wonder to what extent the political implications of any of this may affect the elections.
Daschle added that he is not, at this point, one of those skeptics. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, said yesterday after a bipartisan Senate briefing from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld that both sides of the aisle have doubts about the administration's stance on Iraq.
Lots of concerns raised by lots of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. We've seen some outside of the Senate, obviously, Scowcroft, Eagleburger, and a number of others who are Republicans. But the one feeling that you carry away from the briefing today is that nobody has any taste for any partisanship in this area at all.
Still, the president's supporters say they're confident Congress will approve a resolution against Iraq, probably before the elections. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.